certainly are at levels we haven't seen before since the EYCI's inception back in 96. It's something that I think hopefully we can sort of see again into the future, and with the current situation in the market, it's something we can continue to talk about and reference for years to come.
Now, it's a really significant moment for the cattle industry, the Ecky. It went right over 700 cents, 709 cents. And it was only last year we were really asking if the Ecky could push over 500 cents.
Yeah, we've seen over the past few years, we have to remember that the cattle market is quite cyclical. And, you know, you think 2 years ago when processors were saying that there was too many cattle out there and we couldn't find enough room in processing plants for cattle. And we've seen a reverse effect now where producers are getting record prices. So the driver of the market always swings and changes. And currently we have seen those restocker buyers with widespread rain across the market push this price into areas that we haven't seen before, as we mentioned. But also we've seen a decline in processors buying out of sale yards with only around 15%. Of animals going to processors, certainly just through July alone. Generally, this time of year, there are about 30% of purchases within the EYCI are restockers, but now we're looking at just over 40%. And in conjunction with the feeder buyers that are also 45%, 85% of purchases of total of the EYCI are both feeders and restockers. So they're the two main drivers currently pushing up price into areas we haven't seen before.
I guess, though, what are the repercussions of a number like this? Because, you know, I imagine it's great for sellers, but although restockers are making up a good portion of the market, I imagine there would be some that will well and truly start to be pushed out.
Yeah, in any market, there's going to be price takers and, you know, they have their own set prices where they know they can buy and can make a profit on. But I think producers now are making that decision to certainly secure even lighter weight lines in the fact that they mightn't be able to source them through the back end of winter and certainly into summer when a lot of people now have got grass and it certainly has been a mild winter through Queensland and they'll be able to hold those cattle through the end of the year.
And we hear this phrase so often, especially in the last 12 months when we've been watching the rise of the Ecky. But I guess this time now we really are in uncharted territory. Just how much higher could the Ecky go?
Oh, look, I'd love to put a figure on it, but, you know, to get a bit of an idea is to have a look back at history. And history shows that through the back end of winter, restocker purchases tend to tail off and processors tend to take up that slack. But obviously, as we've seen through 2016, not even the best laid plans can come to fruition. So through the back end of the year, if it does follow the similar trend, we could see prices maybe come back between those mid-650s. Like I said, this year's been an outstanding year and it's quite hard to see prices certainly decline under that 600 cents. But, within the sevens at the moment, I think it's not a bad story to tell.